Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Christina Taylor, CHRISTINETAYLOR. The date of birth is 10/5/91. Date of accident is 3/13/2022. And date of service 8/2/2022. Christina Taylor is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that her pain in the neck and the lower back are still going on. More pain is reported to the left shoulder and the entire back, lower back across. She also reports a radiation of pain with numbness, tingling of the entire arm anteriorly along with second, third and fourth finger, which is almost constant. Pain in the left shoulder is around 6 to 7, and she is able to lift her arm up to 150 to 160 degrees of abduction without any pain. Her strength is pretty good and no weakness of the arm is noticed. And she has extreme spasm in the neck, especially on the left side, along with the upper part of the trapezius muscle, where she has a hard time moving her neck. In the lower back, pain is 8. However, she has radiation of pain reportedly in the anterior part of the leg, involving all the way to the foot and ankle. Also, there's the tailbone joints are involved bilaterally and they are painful. Overall, the pain is between 7 to 9, and the patient reports that ADLs are affected 8 as follows. Sleep is affected 9. Walking ability and work are affected 8. General activity and enjoyment of life are affected 7. 30% improvement has been obtained. However, the numbness of the left arm and left leg is continuing. In the system review in neurology and psych, in head, patient denies any headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout, seizures. Patient denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation, or loss, memory loss. Also, there is no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the left hip, left shoulder, neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as in the left shoulder stiffness and lower back stiffness, with slight difficulty in walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, and pain has remained the same, and there is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, the patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 198/130. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is sent from previous visit of 6/30/2022, dictation number 0701-049. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Well, the patient is improving in some areas. There's no more chest pain. Her sleep has got better. She's not having anxiety. Her walking is limited to 1 to 2 blocks only. And her neck pain is also slightly better. The pain she's reporting is in the trapezius muscle and shoulder, with the improved range of motion of the shoulder and strength. Pain in the lower back remains the same. There is a radiation of pain in the left leg anteriorly, and also numbness, tingling in the left arm anteriorly. Patient is being ordered a MRI of the So there is a report of a cervical MRI in the chart, and it shows that there is no significant disc herniation in the cervical spine. There is no intracranial process in the brain, and in the lumbar spine there is a bilateral facet arthropathy involving L1, L2, L2, L3, and a shallow posterior disc bulge at L3-4, and L4-5, and herniated disc at L5-S1. The patient is advised an injection to LESI based on this finding, as the patient is not able to improve in her symptoms. Surgical options have also been discussed, and the patient is otherwise stable, and we'll go from there. Thank you. We'll continue our physical therapy. Medications are continuing as Mobic, Scalexin, Neurontin, Wellbutrin, Ambien for sleep, 5 mg, and Imitrex for headaches. Her headaches are also improved, so no further recourse to neuropsych or neurologist is needed. Thank you.